I had the worst day ever. Gum got stuck in my hair, I ate alone at lunch, and I forgot my homework.
I'm sorry that your day was so terrible. Talk to Jesus and he'll help you feel better. If you've had a bad day, this is the story you need to hear. I'm Zach, and you're listening to Keys for Kids. Have you ever heard of the book Alexander and the Terrible, Horrible, No Good, Very Bad Day? In it, Alexander gets pushed around by his brothers, blamed for a fight he didn't start, and worst of all, nobody listens to him or seems to care. If you ever feel like nobody cares about how you're doing, remember that Jesus is always watching out for you and ready to listen. He also wants to hear about your day. Keep Psalm 86, verse 7 in mind. It says, "In the day of my trouble, I will call upon you, for you will answer me." Let's listen to our story today. It's called A Very Bad Day. Graham sat down next to his dad on the couch and sighed. "Is something bothering you?" Dad asked. "I had a bad day at school today," Graham replied quietly. "I'm sorry," said Dad. "Want to tell me about it?" "Well, on the way to school, a boy on the bus threw a wad of gum, and it got stuck in my hair," said Graham. "Our principal had to use an ice cube to unstick it." "And I suppose that made you late for class," Dad said. Graham nodded. "Yeah, so before going to lunch, I had to finish the work I missed by coming in late and didn't get to the cafeteria in time to eat with my friends, so I sat at a table alone." "I'm sorry to hear that," Dad said. Graham shrugged. "After school, I just wanted to get home, so I grabbed my stuff and went out to the bus. But when I got home, I realized I left a homework assignment that's due tomorrow in my locker. Now I'll probably be marked down for turning it in late." Graham frowned. "It was an awful day." "Want to know what I do when I have a bad day?" Dad asked. Graham turned to his dad. "Tell Mom about it?" "Yes, that's one of the things I do, and it helps," Dad said. "Didn't sharing your day with me make you feel a little bit better?" "A little, but what else do you do?" Graham asked. "I also share my problems with someone else. I share them with Jesus," replied Dad. "He knows what it's like to have a bad day. He experienced the worst day of all when he suffered and died for our sins. But he was willing to do that so we could one day be free of bad days once and for all and live with him forever. I always feel better when I talk to him, and I'm reminded of that." Dad smiled at Graham. "You can talk with him too. He loves you and cares about what happened and what you're going through. Wouldn't you like to tell him all the things that happened to you today?" Graham nodded. "I better start now. I have a lot to tell him." So what about you? When you're having a bad day, do you talk to someone about it? It often helps to share your problems with a parent or a friend. Jesus wants to hear about what's bothering you, too. You can talk to him anytime, and he'll listen and help you with your problems. He won't always make them go away, but he'll remind you how much he loves you and help you know how to handle them. Our key verse is Psalm 86, 7.
"In the day of my trouble, I will call upon you, for you will answer me."
And our key thought? Talk to Jesus about problems. If you read your Bible and you come across something you don't understand and need a little help figuring it out, well, I'd love to be there for you and help answer your question. All you've got to do is get your parents' permission and then go to keysforkids.org/heyzach and let me know what you're trying to figure out. Your question could be featured in an issue of the Keys for Kids devotional. Again, send me your question at keysforkids.org/heyzach. My name is Zach, and I'll see you next time on Keys for Kids.